T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just has a great skill set to be able to, you know, you got to have so much spatial awareness too, because, you know, when you run, you know, those guys are coming at you and they're coming fast. And I think when you have his athleticism, but also he knows exactly when to get down, he knows exactly when to get out of bounds. He starts to run, he stops, and he throws the ball. So his ability to make plays in the run game is very impressive, and 157 yards for anybody is incredible. And then they had the ability to pass the football like he does as well. That's why that team is so successful. He's playing at a very, very, very high level. And they're a tough team to stop. And even if you think you've got him stopped for a lot of the game, you know, like the Colts had him a few weeks ago, it comes down to a drive at the end of the game, and he's got a little more energy left in the tank, and he makes, you know, a game-winning run there at the end for a touchdown. So it's hard to defend when you have a dual-threat quarterback. There's some pros to that and some cons to that, but it's when it's on and they're running the ball like they did, they can control the clock and they could play really good football.
That is Tom Brady on his Let's Go podcast.
Well, he didn't say anything about throwing the damn ball there.
He did not. A lot of running.
A lot of running.
A lot of running talk. And he has been a guy that has admitted that he just makes stuff up at press conferences to say, even though it doesn't mean it. But what he was saying there, I mean, he's right about what he's saying right there. Jalen does a very good job of not taking hits and running the football without you having the same worries that we had about Michael Vick and maybe had about some other guys. And he's dangerous with doing it. But yeah, I mean, he's talking about running the ball. We're talking about passing the ball, running the ball.
Mm-hmm. That's Tom's just getting ready for his broadcasting days, and he has to be somewhat of an analyst, you know, which I still believe he'd be better served in studio. But we're going to see what he's like calling games or being the color analyst at the games, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. Because
we'll find out.
And we'll find out really quick, too, whether or not he's built to do it. But,
yeah.
I mean, the way he attacks being a quarterback and everything else, who knows what he's liable to do when he becomes a full-time broadcaster. But we'll see. And when is that? Next year?
Yeah, whenever he decides he doesn't want to play anymore. Hell, he's going to be able to broadcast for the rest of his life or as long as he wants to. So I'm sure once he's done with football, it's a wrap. That TV will be there whenever he's ready for it. I don't expect him to become that guy, but as long as he's not some character, how you say it?
Character?
Yeah, caricature.
There you go. Caricature.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to
say. He won't be.
Yeah, as long as he's not Tony Romo, like Tom Brady has never been that dude.
No.
We like your straightforward approach and getting there in the booth, call the game like Troy calls the game. Like, I don't need to hear boom and all that other stuff that people do, like John Madden did. That's John Madden. Like, you don't need to try to be somebody else. Just be Tom Brady.
You got to be honest, though. You got to be honest with your audience. And
oh, yeah.
And that's something that
But he's never going to be that guy that's, yeah. Yeah, Aikman apologizes for quarterbacks all the time. I mean, he went out of his way with Matt Ryan the other day.
Well,
I was irritated by it.
That's true.
He does that for quarterbacks.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, right now we're joined by an NFL analyst that's always
he's honest about everybody. He don't care.
NFL, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle with Jason Locke and Four and Carl Dukes, covering the entire NFL. And Baldy joins us right now. What's up, Baldy?
Johnny, hi.
What's up, Baldy?
Baldy, are you still snorkeling? I saw you on Thanksgiving. You were, I believe, you were down in Florida snorkeling.
I was, yeah. I mean, I'm a diver, John. That's what we do. We get in salt water, we go down and explore. So, you know, I'm working at it, trying to get better.
What do you see down there? What's the craziest thing you saw?
I mean, if you go out, like if I go out to the second buoy line there in Fort Lauderdale, I mean, I can see all different types of sharks, lemon sharks, bull sharks. I can see lionfish. I can see, you know, all kinds of rays. Wow. I can see, you know, just schools of fish.
Those bull sharks are pretty big, Baldy.
Yeah, I know. I'm not crazy about bull sharks, John. I see them. Like, they're just weird. Like, they're not your normal sharks. Lemon sharks don't bother you. Nurse sharks are like puppies. Like, but bull sharks, they just have a weird personality. So I see them. I try to stay clear, to be honest with you.
Well, Ike, do you want to join Baldy on your next trip to Florida?
No, man. You know I don't go underwater for snorkeling and all that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Baldy's an adventurous guy.
Yes, yes.
All right. So Baldy and a lot of points scored, 40-33. They get the win and improve to 10-1. Impressive win for the Eagles.
Yes, I mean nobody runs for 363 yards. Nobody. I mean I don't care who the opponent is. Like that just doesn't happen in the NFL ever. And so to see that type of performance was really pretty remarkable. Last weekend, they signed a lot of these older guys, and they look old, like older guys. Robert Quinn and Dominican Sue, they just don't look like they're going to be difference makers on this defense. Now, Linval Joseph is a true nose tackle. Like, I think he can give you something, and he has. They struggle. You know, the older guys, though, I mean, you just got to be careful when you sign some of these guys. You might be able to patchwork the boat for a week. It's just tough to think that these guys are going to really be impactful players, you know, the rest of the season.
All right, so yeah, you're right. 363 yards is very nice. Has the league been defending the Eagles any differently in the passing game? Because, and some people would say, including maybe me, that they're starting to rely on the running more than they have.
Well, why would you stop running, John, if you're running for 363 yards? Like, if you're running like that, they ran the same damn play with Lane Johnson and Isaac Seumalo 11 times. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they were basically telling him to Quay Walker, like, hey, here we come again. Like, Lane was tired of pulling to trap these people. Like, how can you not stop it? It's pathetic. Mm-hmm. But, like, why would you stop it? Like, they're just a poor defense. They don't tackle. Right. They don't get off blocks. Like, they don't take on double teams. I mean, there's a reason why this team is in the gutter right now. Like, that's an awful performance. Nobody. And I've been around this league a long time. Nobody would want that performance on their resume.
No.
That's a lot of yards. So nothing different in the passing game. And I'm talking less about than Green Bay, because you're right. They were rolling. But it just seems like here the last couple of weeks, like the Colts, they didn't have a lot of success in the passing game. They, you know, when they got their two touchdowns, a lot of that was Jalen kind of putting them on their back. Against the Texans, I don't think it was particularly a great passing game. Are they being defended differently, or are we in the middle of a rut here?
No, I tell you what, John. I mean, I hear your question. It's a good question, believe me. I remember talking to Shane Steichen this summer, training camp. And, you know, I just asked him about, you know, we're looking at the offensive line and their ability to pass protect as well as run block. We're looking at the addition of A.J. Brown, and are you going to throw it more? And, you know, you've got all these running backs by committee, you know, starting with Miles, who's having a career year, all this stuff. I'm like, what's going to be your identity? And this is kind of to your point of your question, John. He's like, Baldy, I think it's going to change week to week. You know, who gets hot, who we're playing against, how we game plan. And I think it's a good thing, John, to be able to say, okay, this week, we're not really going to have to throw it even 30 times, maybe not even 25 times. But if we do have to, if we're behind, I think we could do that too. Mm-hmm. And so I think the season kind of reveals like what you're good at, what you need to get better at, and finding different ways to win games. And I think the Eagles have that flexibility because you've seen like the development here the last 3 weeks of Quez Watkins and what he can be. Like we all know he can flat out run. But, like, can he really be a really third good wide receiver, especially with Dallas Goedert down and a real option? And I think you can. I think he beats man coverage easily, smokes him. But I think he can run the route tree, too. Mm-hmm. So I think, John, to your point, like, Tennessee is really good against the run, really good. They can shut you down. They're as talented as any run defense in football. So maybe this is the week where you're saying, like, okay, Jalen, let's stop back and throw it 30, 35 times and go up against Christian Fulton and, you know, and the defensive backs there in Tennessee, and let's beat them in that way.
Yeah. Weird game from the defense Sunday night, Baldy. You know, if you have to start a series at midfield or in your own territory, it's going to be difficult to keep points off the board. But it's no excuse for not being able to stop that run earlier. I'm just wondering the defense. I'm not concerned about the defense, but I also don't want to give them a pass based on what happened on the kickoff returns and the offense turning the ball over on downs in their territory. Did you see anything Sunday night that has you concerned, especially going up against King Henry this weekend, as far as being able to stop the run game?
Well, Aaron Jones is really talented. I mean, it's a good 1-2 punch. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon. Mm-hmm. You know, they ran for 200-plus yards against Dallas. They did it against Buffalo. They're really good. They do a lot. They do a lot in the run game, probably as varied as anybody. You know, I mean, it could be pitches. It could be cutbacks. I mean, they're really good. So they have a good 1-2 punch. The return game was always concerning me. Like, you know, you can lose games down the stretch in the postseason because of special teams. Mm-hmm. So, you know, cover the damn kick or kick it out of the end zone, one or the other. So that would concern me. The touchdown to Christian Watson is embarrassing. You just can't – I don't care who it is. Like, you can't let people run across your field and into the end zone without being touched. It's not flag football. I know Reed Blankenship was back there, and he did a lot of good things. He also showed you that there's a reason why he wasn't drafted. There's not a great deal of foot speed there. But – still, you can't let Jordan Love come on the field and do what he did to him. I mean, so there's concerns, no doubt about it. It's concerns. Like, if they're playing man coverage, I trust Slay and, you know,
Bradbury.
That's a really good player. Mm-hmm. And Bradbury, I trust those guys to be able to lock up. But it's not about individuals. It's about a team. Mm-hmm. And they kind of look like they go to sleep. They look like they go to sleep sometimes back there.
So and so we have this talk, Baldy. I'm glad you said that, because we don't know where the blame should be placed at. I'll tell you my opinion, but I want your opinion.
Okay.
I look at the players first. I go to players first, and I say, you guys got to make plays. But what we're wondering is, are they being put in a position to make plays? So when you have those concerns of what we saw late in that game, or those lapses, is that because of the philosophy of the defense, where we start playing this umbrella defense and we don't want to get the ball thrown over our head? And Jonathan Gannon can do more to help those guys stay aggressive and remain aggressive? Or is it that the players need to play better?
I would like to see Jonathan do more, to be honest with you, Ike. Like, you know, their answer to a team that's running the ball is just go to their five-man defensive front, bare front, put Lindvall on the nose, or Jordan on the nose, and that's their answer. Their answer to putting pressure on Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers is to, you know, let Josh Sweat and, you know, let Hassan just, you know, get after the quarterback. But I don't see what a lot of teams do. I don't see an occasional overload blitz. I don't see some zone pressures. I mean, I just don't see some things that, you know, some corner cat blitzes. I haven't seen one all year. Like, there's ways to get to the quarterback and affect it that can give them something different to look at. I think they are a little predictable in how they play defense right now.
I think that it'd be nice to see some more creativity, a little bit more creativity, or a lot more creativity out of them.
I know they have it. I know they have all those. Because everybody has pressures. John, I just don't see them being dialed up very often. And sometimes it's good, even if you're having success with what you're doing, it's good to give them something different. And something else to look at, and something else to think about, and go over to the sidelines after, you know, a punt and make them draw some stuff up and, you know, look at how you're going to defend this overload right here or whatever. You just don't see a lot of that.
How good is the San Francisco 49ers defense right now, Baldy?
They're about as good as anybody. Their three linebackers are as fast and as in sync as anybody in this business. And that includes Talanoa Ufanga, who's just an elite player. But they're 8 deep on the D-line. The linebackers are ridiculous. And when you have Charvarius Ward, you want to lock up. I mean, you know, he's not Darius Slay, but he's right there. You know, he's a tall, long corner that, you know, can get his hands on people and redirect you and, So they're complete. You know, they haven't given up a point in the second half of four straight games. Mm. And they shut out the Saints last week, and they're taking the ball away at the same time. They're very good.
Mm. So how would you call the NFC right now? We're obviously through 11 games as we kind of come down the stretch here. How do you view? Obviously, the Eagles are right there at 10-1 at the top of the league. But who are the other teams that you would think right now give them their biggest run for the money?
Well, I mean, obviously Washington beat them, and they have the best record over the last 8 weeks of anybody in football. So Washington, you have to consider because of the way they're playing. You know, I mean, the game came down the wire last week. They made a play at the goal line to win the game. That's just how they've been playing. Close games, but they win them. So Washington, Dallas, Philly, San Francisco, you know, and Minnesota is a player, but I don't think Philadelphia, like, is the least bit worried about Minnesota. So maybe I'm wrong about that, but to me, it looks like San Francisco and Philly and Washington and Dallas look like the four teams that people should pay attention to.
Hmm. Win this weekend, Baldy, against the Titans? What are you expecting?
That thing's going to take, they're going to present issues. They play different than the other 31 teams in this league, and if they don't watch what Cincinnati did to stop Derrick Henry, he's going to make them look bad. And so you better get to him before he gets to you. And so you better attack the line of scrimmage like they have never attacked the line of scrimmage before this year. And it takes everybody. Like, you watch if you watch Hilton play the slot corner for Cincinnati, like, he's hitting the legs of, you know, Derrick Henry before he's getting started, coming off the slot. Like, it takes all 11, every play, to stop that guy. And so this is the biggest challenge, I think, that they've had so far this season.
Mm. Baldy, great stuff, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, talk to you next week. There he is, Baldy, Odyssey NFL Insider. Make sure to follow In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. So there you go. I can't wait for this Sunday. And you get to see him in person, Henry. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right, now a couple phone calls here. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The men's night out, it's coming up on the 15th of December at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Just get whatever you need for the holidays. One night. Details online, mark-jewelers.com. Chris in Penn Salk in New Jersey. Christopher, how are you?
Having a whole bunch of fun, Johnny.
What's up,
every
brother?
Every day's a fun day. I love listening to Baldy, and I'm glad I'm right behind him. I couldn't agree more with the defensive coordinator. I'm not saying he's bad. It's just like, remember when your mom had, like, she could cook good, but she made the same meal every Friday night or every Thursday night? That's what you get with him. You just know you're getting that potato that's good, steak that's good. Uh-huh. How about mixing, like, something else, like a Caesar salad or, you know, you know, instead of me doing a Tito's, let me do a bourbon tonight. Yeah. Right? I don't see how hard it could be to at least try it. They don't move. You watch them, John, and, like, they don't move. They don't stunt. They don't. I mean, with your defenses, man, I used to see dudes lined up everywhere, like, whether it works or not.
Yeah.
I'm like, that cat, he didn't play defensive end before. Now he's a linebacker and he just blitzed.
Yeah.
You just know it. That's what scares me for the playoffs. And I got to tell you, man, I'm making a statement. I know you can't fire coaches. So I'm picking out one of these guys that come from the SEC that we all love. Hey, N'Kobe Dean, you're all cool. You're not doing your job. I'm the first one to say it. Okay? Wallace, you're not doing your job. You're on a special team. You came from an SEC program. You got to be able to make a tackle. You don't see the dudes.
Yeah.
I see Wallace running down the back of his shirt. Like, if you're on that special teams, you punch him in the back of the head. He's jogging, man. He's jogging.
Yeah.
N'Kobe Dean, he's the best player of Heisman Trophy. Where is the dude? You don't see him. He's invisible.
I am a little surprised that he doesn't show up more on special teams for a linebacker that – supposed to be built on speed and athleticism.
Violence,
yeah. That phase of the game should be where he thrives at. That's where I thrived at. Like that's an open field, open tackle, use athleticism. It's really about the want to go down there and make the plays.
Exactly. When you did that beautiful speech the other day about special teams and accountability.
Yeah.
I, I'm a 55-year-old dude, man. I punched a hole in my tool room drywall. I was so excited. I wanted to put a helmet on, man. One of those Kmart helmets with the old green with the one bar.
Yeah,
come on, man.
I had one of them, yeah.
I mean, this and that just isn't Philly. Like, you know us, man.
Man.
You make a mistake.
Hey,
will we beat you up? Yeah, we'll beat you up for 5 minutes like we did our little brother. But then we're going to bring you to the table and love you, man.
I
see no urgency, and my dad always said it. And I tell you, a lot of my dad's sayings, he said, listen, you start coaching, you're either allowing it or you're coaching it.
Yep.
And one or two things are happening there, and that ain't good in this city, man. Somebody needs to put a foot up on somebody's ass down there.
Yes.
Right, how about JoJo? How about JoJo? Everybody don't like JoJo. He rolls out of bed. We're 30.
Yeah.
My God. Everybody. Hey, Howard, if you're listening, and Joe G, and let me tell you something, like, I'm with you. I like to punch Joe G every time I hear his voice sometimes when he comes to that stupid-ass comment.
Well, thanks, so, Chris.
Go Birds. I love you guys. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm going to go drink a bourbon instead of a Tito's.
There you go, Chris. Mixing it up. Switching it up.
There you go. Can do that sometimes.
Yeah, man. Listen, I got ripped my rookie year. I had penalties. I made stupid, overly aggressive plays down there, but they weren't because of a lack of effort or a lack of want to. And then I had to learn how to play special teams better. I had to learn how to block without getting holding calls and grabbing guys, and had to learn how to be aggressive and know how to walk that line of being aggressive versus going over the top
and getting a penalty.
And getting penalties and things of that nature, hurting the team. And Angelo and Glenn and Anthony, when I used to listen to the show then, they all ripped me. Who is this rookie out of Michigan State? Get him out of here, this and that and the other. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's hurting it. And they were right as far as how I was playing. But you know what? That accountability made me want to do better. It made me want to play better. And it actually pushed me to learn how to play special teams without hurting my team. You know, without hurting my team, without going out there getting penalties, putting us in a difficult position, having a long punt return or kick return called back because I was holding or I got a block in the back.
Right.
I went through that stuff my rookie year.
Yeah.
And then it became important to me, and it became clear to me my role on the team and that phase and its importance to our winning. So I made sure I made the corrections so that we became an asset to the team as opposed to a liability for the team.
Listen, 5 o'clock hour, bringing up the name of the Kobe Dean, I have a comment on this because, like, if you're trying to get noticed and you're trying to game defensive snaps, it's a good way to do it by being
an ace
on
special teams.
Man, go out
there and smash, yeah.
Remember, Jeremiah Trotter wasn't starting when he came back?
Yep.
And he was killing people on special teams.
Yeah, I had to get him off. He was going to take my Pro Bowl spot. I'm like, nah, dude, you got to go be the middle backer, bro. Yeah.
All right, top 5 at 5 coming up. We have Herb, the other Wade from Chester. Room for your phone calls, 215-592-9494. That's all coming up next. But listen, Throwback Thursday is back. How about that? Taking all the fun when the Flyers host the Tampa Bay Lightning this Thursday, tomorrow, December 1st at 7 p.m., travel back in time to celebrate the Flyers of the 80s. Fans can look forward to a full throwback transformation of the Wells Fargo Center, including new reverse retro jerseys, Cooperalls worn during the warm-up, special Flyers alumni appearances, decade-themed food and beverage offerings, in-game exclusive highlights, historic Flyers footage, all encapsulating old-time hockey traditions. It sounds like fun. And all fans in attendance will receive a decade-themed poster. You can get tickets right now. This is tomorrow night's game at 7 p.m. Go to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.